It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
You cannot tell me that that scene in Blazing Saddles is, yeah, not, is not one of the funniest.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
It's funny.
I woke up this morning with the sun.
It's such an easy laugh, though.
Just because it's easy doesn't mean that it's not funny.
It does, though, after a while.
Sometime you need action. I mean, they're not sitting there for 2 hours. We still need some more beans, Mr. Taggart. It's been 3 hours. I mean, that's when it gets disgusting. But come on, for the first 45 minutes, it's awesome.
I think...
Here's my only question.
A well-timed fart is very funny.
Here's my question.
What?
With all those guys farting, how come they didn't all blow up with that fire around there?
Well, you know, they were out in the open air.
Oh, ventilated.
Might
okay.
have been a
okay,
breeze
okay,
going,
okay.
you know.
I've done my duty.
Yes.
I did not mean that one. Oh, I wish I did. I wish I'd meant that one, but I didn't. I've done my duty as a parent.
Uh-huh.
My son thinks that farting is so funny. So funny.
I wonder if that's just a guy thing. Like, if it's just an inherent natural guy thing. Like,
no, I don't think it is.
No?
Uh-uh.
I've always thought farts were funny.
A strike!
Rolling down the alley.
Oh, but I forgot. Wait a second. This is not.
Meow, 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 meow. Yes.
Laser cat bowling.
This is the music.
We do have a bowling update today, but I want to hear.
Laser cat bowling.
I want this on my ringtone.
That would be pretty cool.
This would be a cool ringtone for like 2 days, and then you'll find me dead in the river.
Like my ringtone now is the Doctor Who theme.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
I was at a place one time where a guy's ringtone was dun 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 dun.
I've got that.
Oh yeah,
the Darth Vader theme.
Okay, so it was awesome. But while we were there, for the hour we were there, it rang probably 10 times. I'm like, I was like, the first time I heard it, oh my God, that's the coolest ringtone. By the 10th time, I was like, it's like starting over.
Well, anytime you get 10 calls in like an hour, any ringtone's going to be annoying. Even just like the regular ring, ring.
So anyway, there's a bowling update.
Okay.
Meow, 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 meow.
Play the music.
Meow, meow, meow. Laser cat bowling.
So I was watching... NCAA Division I Women's Championship Bowling today.
I honestly did not even know that was a thing. So it's an actual...
Oh, yeah. Teams.
Wait, this is a thing?
Oh, totally.
Do they get, like, scholarship to go bowling at this
Bowl
school?
Rides!
You know what? Then fine. CU should bring back baseball.
Sport.
And can't bring back baseball.
Why?
Because there's not... Because... Okay, so Title IX.
But we'll give the women a bowling team.
You have to be even in terms of scholarships for scholarships. So yay, softball and baseball would be collaborative, but bowling because there's only like 8 people on a team.
Yeah. Well, then we'll bring a softball team in too. We used to have baseball.
We did have baseball.
What happens to wrestling? Is there like an equivalent like women's wrestling thing?
I mean, there are things that you can bring in that would be equivalent, like gymnastics.
Like bowling. I thought we had gymnastics.
No, CU does not have gymnastics. DU has gymnastics.
Yeah, they do. They were pretty good.
But I mean, I don't think the bowling necessarily, I mean, do you know that in Colorado High School Activities Association has rodeo is a intercollegiate sport, which you can win a state high school championship
yes,
in Colorado?
Yes, I did know that, yeah.
I mean, there's all sorts of things. I mean, that, you know, this is why people, I don't get where people are like, oh my God, kids today, they just don't have any options. I'm like, really?
I think
like, really?
CSU has a great rodeo team. I believe their rodeo team is top notch.
I can tell you they're number one in the country for agricultural. By far.
Sure. Yeah.
Like if you had, like, for instance,
you want to be a farmer, you go there.
Listen, no, look, for instance, if your precious Annie.
Uh-huh.
Had some sort of disease where you didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
You know where the first place you'd take that thing?
I'd go to the vet.
And then the second place when they didn't know what it was?
I'd go to the animal hospital.
And then when they didn't know what it was? And it was like
probably
Ebola?
Probably be too late by then.
No. Oh, you're one of those guys who would just have her put down. You wouldn't drive up to CSU to see if they could take a look at it.
I love my dog, but...
You hate CSU more.
I hate Fort Collins. I hate that town. By the way, Nebraska won the game. They claimed their very first.
No, McKendree did.
McKendree. Oh, McKendree sweeps Nebraska. Okay, so I misread. Apparently, I have.
Well, see, okay,
issues.
Well, that was. See, you spoil. Oh my God! Talk about spoiling the lead, man.
What you?
I was
you
talking.
You just
about,
went off and started talking about other things.
You said baseball, and we talked about how to get baseball back. But I was going to say I was turning and I was watching, and I totally wasn't going to stay, and then I saw that it was Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
and it was Nebraska and McKendree, whatever McKendree is.
McKendree.
And it's just like, oh.
Well, good for McKendree. Congratulations, ladies. You won.
I feel like McKendree is like a.
By the way, it's the very first. It's the inaugural bowling title.
Yes, because it was not NCAA sanctioned. So McKendree is actually a very large bowling power, I believe. If you look back at McKendree, you would see that they've. them and Nebraska probably have a very healthy rivalry because there's a lot of this sort of going back. Like, really? Like, Nebraska's always in it.
In what? This is the very first time they've ever done this.
No, No, it's not. They reclassified it. It would be like, so you do understand that the March Madness, if next year the NCAA took over the football championship,
right,
it would be the first ever NCAA football title,
right.
Just it's not that there aren't other ones behind there. That just it wasn't the NCAA taking it over. The NCAA decided to take it over, but McKendree's been a power. And Nebraska's been a power.
I'm going to assume you know this because you watched 5 minutes of the telecast this morning.
Well, no, but I've watched 5 minutes of women's bowling for years. Like, I've watched 5 minutes last year. I watched 5 minutes everywhere. Every time it comes on, I'm like, oh, my God, maybe this year is the year that I can watch more than 5 minutes of it. And then it's not. Because, okay, so do you know why I stopped watching?
No.
Because the Nebraska girl came up.
Yeah.
The first one. And threw it and almost went in the gutter. And I was like, yeah. And then it came back in. I was like, oh. And then it was like a six. And I'm like, oh, I can't even watch a six. I can't watch Nebraska make a six. I mean, that's too many. And I just turned away.
I can honestly say I have never, ever in my entire life watched college.
Well, look up McKendree. Look up McKendree. It's McKendree. Was it college or university?
It's not really worth it because I'm never going to watch women's
bowling.
Well,
maybe they have a great football team.
I don't watch women's basketball. Why would I watch women's bowling?
Because they can drink and smoke. And sometimes they're a little bit more fun to it.
If they were actually drinking and smoking while they were bowling, then yes, I would watch it.
Do you know what? Okay, can I make up some theoretical NCAA women's sports that you would watch?
Please, by all means.
Roller derby.
Yes, I would watch roller derby. If that were a collegiate sport.
I don't know how you're not watching gymnastics or swimming.
So I will watch gymnastics. I actually do watch gymnastics, but you don't. They're not on TV very often.
What about water polo?
I like water polo. I'll watch water polo.
Women's water polo.
Yeah, I'll watch women's water polo. I mean, in the pool, they all look the same. You know what I mean? They all have the caps on. Half their body's underwater. Doesn't matter. I don't really know what I'm watching. I don't.
God.
McKendree College.
McKendree, is it college?
I don't know. I'm just typing in McKendree College.
Did it say college or university?
It just said McKendree.
So is it like Anna McKendree?
It's McKendree University.
So you can get a master's degree there.
Private university in Lebanon, Illinois.
Oh, well, you know that is the hub of bowling.
You know what? In Illinois, yeah, I would assume that's probably true.
If I could have picked anybody, so if I could go back in history and pick anybody that was not a bowler necessarily, that wasn't a pro bowler, and give them a scholarship for bowling, do you know who I would pick?
Anybody in the history of the world?
No, but sure.
What time frame are you like?
I was saying Jerome Bettis, but you go crazy. I like where you're going. I like where your head's at.
Jerome Bettis?
Yes, because Jerome Bettis is a very, very good bowler. He's bowled several 300 games.
You know, we did watch.
And there's a lot of like football players, particularly from like Ohio, like those that are very. I mean, that's a good way to stay out of trouble, unless you're Allen Iverson, who was at a bowling alley and got into a fight.
Well,
and that, I mean,
yeah, that.
And that, and by the way, I've gone back and he got railroaded.
We did watch some celebrity bowling here. We were doing a show and I think it was a Friday night and that was on TV and I was very impressed. Some of those guys, you and I were here.
We were here watching celebrity bowling?
It was on the TV.
Yeah, CJ Anderson
talked about
it.
Yeah, we even talked about it. I think you might have been off your meds that night.
Meds?
Yeah.
I've got meds. Really? We talked about that?
Yeah, it was on the television, and I mentioned it, and I mentioned how good some of these players were.
Are you liking? I'm kind of getting over a cold here a little bit.
Uh huh.
So I got the scrabbly voice. So we kind of need to like use it while we can. Like coming up next on the Darren Copeland Experience.
Well, we have a whole hour left to go on this Wednesday. You know what that makes it?
Hump day. What?
That's right. Makes it hump day.
Tune in next week to see if it's hump day tomorrow.
We've got all kinds of things to talk about, I'm sure, coming up in the next hour.
Can the Colorado Rockies be the first team in the major leagues to win 10 games this year?
Well, they're tied with Arizona, and Arizona's scoreless right now. So
right
we'll
now,
see.
They're leading the Dodgers 2-0.
By the way, the Yankees had their 8-game win streak broken. So.
Can the Yankees recover from that horrible loss? Tune in next time.
No right freaking way.
Or right after the break.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on My...